Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Hot as heck in my home front, I have to tell you. Air conditioning only in the bedroom, and I don't mind not having air conditioning in the living room, but I feel bad for my cat. I think that he likes it better, actually. But, you know, I sleep every night with the AC on, and he doesn't always sleep in the same room. So half the time he's there, half the time he's not. And then he gets like crazy cat and does his little running around thing. Anyway, so summer is officially official. It is really summer. So definitely having a heat wave. And I have to tell you that this is like, I'm thriving. This is my favorite weather. Although yesterday, for some odd reason, I was a little under the weather, but I don't think that had anything to do with the heat. I think that had more to do with, I don't know exactly. I'm not 100% sure on that. You know, I'm going to plead the fifth, but I'm feeling a heck of a lot better today, and I got a lot done in the home front, taking care of my plants, putting in new soil, all that kind of good stuff. And one of my plants is finally flowering. I have to tell you, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like as it keeps pushing out further and further. It's still in the bud stage, but there's lots of buds. So I'm kind of curious to see if it's going to be the same as what the other ginger plant looked like, except that that was like orchid-like, but it smelled like heaven. So now everybody wants a clipping of this plant. I love that. I've been growing it for like 6 or 7 years, and this is the first time this one's flowered. And, you know, I think that's one of the crazy things. Like, you just wait for the flower. You wait and wait and wait and wait. So, and God knows I'm very patient. I'm very patient. I am a doctor. I know that's a joke. But anyway, so I have to say that really fast. I don't understand what's going on with mankind in nature these days, but I've read a couple of very disturbing stories. One is about a lion that was hunted, that was a human-friendly lion. And it's just amazing to me that people are still hunting animals. And, you know, I'm not talking about, like, to eat. I'm not talking about foraging for food. There was a lion that was just, it was killed and left. It was like, actually, it wasn't even killed dead. It was left suffering, and it took, I guess, 24 hours for it to finally die, and it was just left in the wild. This is like the thing that you say, this animal trusted humans and was betrayed. You know, and I'm not saying that atrocities done to man by man isn't terrible. It is. But to hurt a harmless animal that has already, you know, become friendly with or is, you know, open to human behavior, I don't know. There are no words. It is one of the saddest stories that I've ever read. And I read this on Facebook. And it's funny because, you know, I never talk about Facebook. I only use it for business. And I try really hard to just, well, I'm all over media. I'm not going to say that I'm not, you know, media ensconced. I am. I have many, many websites. And I'm all over the place. But I don't generally, you know, feed into what's going on. I'll give a quick look. I'll post some business. I like some pages. I keep it, you know, business friendly and not really social. If I want to catch up with my friends, I catch up with my friends. You know, you make a phone call, you make a text, send a text, whatever. But it's not about being in touch on Facebook. So anyway, this whole atrocity, I don't know. I don't understand what the reasoning is. And since I'm talking about this, the second one was in Denmark about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. There was this crazy, like, onslaught of killing of pilot whales. I think they said there was, like, 1,100. It's a big difference between 11,000 and 1,100. I think it was 1,100 pilot whales. They washed up on shore. All right, and we all know that there's this crazy phenomenon where whales just wash up on shore. They don't know what the deal is. And I know that they're still trying to work it out. You know, we're talking about National Geographic and, you know, worldwide, the worldwide wildlife animal fund, whatever it is, WWW. It's world wildlife, I don't know, I can't think of it. Anyway, the minute, you know, you stop thinking about it, then it comes to you. Well, for me anyway, that always works. Anyway, so all these whales washed up, and all of a sudden there was like an onslaught of men, women, and going, and I don't know women actually, but people in general, going and killing these whales, and they're washed up on shore. They're just killing them in droves. I don't even understand that, because it makes absolutely no sense to me. And then the handful of people that were trying to stop it, prevent it, or save the whales, they were arrested. And I don't even get that. It's like they're trying to save the whales, stop all this crazy slaughtering, and they were the ones that were arrested. So where's the justice in that? You know, I don't know, baffled. I guess that's the only word I can possibly even begin to say, is that I was baffled. I don't get it for the life of me. I don't even understand. You know, the fact that whales are still hunted, and you know, there's so much waste. Like, you know, you kill a creature, an animal, whatever. You kill a creature and you don't use every part of it for your own benefit, but you take it for the smallest little part, like all those sharks that are taken for the fin soup, shark fin soup. They waste the entire shark just for its fins. You know, they used to take down elephants just for the tusks. It makes no sense to me. You know, and there was a way you can cut a tusk of an elephant without hurting it. I'm not saying that you should, but you didn't have to kill it. You know, remember when they were taking the paws of silverback apes? It was just, it's so crazy that you want one little tiny resource and you're going to kill a huge, beautiful animal for something that's ridiculous, actually. I don't even get it, you know. If you're not going to use all of it, then you shouldn't take any of it. And I'm not condoning, you know, it's like people that hunt deer, they take the whole deer, you know, whether they take it to the butcher and the butcher, you know, skins it and cuts it up for them, or they do it themselves. Every ounce of that deer is used, you know, the hide, the flesh, the meat, every single thing used. And it makes no sense to me that, I don't know, the beauty in nature, you know, if you're having a problem inside yourself and you're looking for some answer, they say go and hug a tree. They say go, and who is they, right? All right, so go hug a tree, walk in nature, sit down and be one, listen to the wind in the trees, just sit and be one with nature. And I have to tell you that 90% of your problems are going to go away. I'm not saying that when you walk back, you're all of a sudden your financial situation is going to be mended. I'm not saying that your health issues aren't going to be repaired, but it's the best way to start. So if you want all these issues remedied and go and just sit with nature, you know, it's just the only thing to do. And be in awe of the greatness, and don't kill anything. I just don't get it. I have to tell you, it breaks my heart. And you know, you want to know what's going on, and at the same time, it's so depressing to read what's going on. I don't know. So insane. You know, the day before yesterday, I came home, and I put the news on, and I was cooking myself dinner, and I just let the TV play with the news on. I was listening to it while I was in the kitchen. And I have to tell you that it was like one horrid story after the next. It was just, you know, I words cannot express, you know, there were terrible things going on. And I have to say that nature definitely strikes back, you know. It definitely takes a toll, you know. So, I don't know. Does that make any difference? Do two wrongs make a right? Never. 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 You know? I words just can't begin. Anyway. So it is the middle of the summer, and I really don't want, I don't want it to end. I don't want it to go quickly, but I have so many plans that are like, you know, you're looking at it, it's like one plan after the next, and it's already like I'm looking at the end of the month, and I'm like, no, I don't want it to go fast. So I'm still looking for a new studio half-heartedly. I kind of know what I want, but I'm not getting any returns on my calls. So I'm kind of in that, I think it's the summer and everybody's on vacay and then no one's responding. So I don't get that anyway. Yeah, it's just kind of a bizarre thing, you know. So, So tonight I'm going to the American Academy Museum, and there's going to be a panel discussion. I'm not even sure what they're talking about. I was invited, and I have to say honestly, I haven't found it or looked it up. I just said, sure, I'll go. And planning on going to the studio. I was planning on going early, but I have a dental appointment tomorrow. I was like trying to figure out, what do I do with my car in the meantime? So I'm thinking I'm going to train it to the studio. Yes, that's right. I'm going to take a train. So I'm debating. I mean, half on the fence. Part of me is like going, oh, just drive and then drive home. And I'm okay with that. And the other half of me is kind of going like, oh, park the car on the Friday side, don't stress it, and then, you know, just deal with going back to, well, you know, anyway. So this way tomorrow, all I have to do is just get up and walk to the dentist. And I like that. It's like a good mile and change walk each way. So, you know, I'll get a 2.5 mile walk in. And that's good. It's healthy. Anyway, so I'll tell you a little oddity. Totally on another note here. So I've been losing things like crazy, like lately, just like crazy. So I lost one of my favorite earrings, and then I went on a trek, a mission, and I went from every Tibetan store that I could find in the village to find the earring that I've seen everywhere, because when I had it, you know, this is Murphy's Law, and Murphy's Law follows me around, sits on my shoulder. Hi, Murphy. Anyway, so it's like every single time anybody says anything that can go wrong will go wrong, or anything that can happen will happen. Lisa Zilker's there. Hello, hi, how are you? So it's one of those crazy things. So when somebody says whatever, yes, yes. And then, of course, my new favorite line, why pay less when you can pay more? So just pay more. So it's been that way lately. It's just kind of a really funny, it's just the way it's going, you know. So I lost one of my favorite earrings. And now I'm trying desperately to find a match, you know, rebuy the earrings. And this way I'll have three, because then what am I going to do with the other one? I don't know. Right now, nothing. But if I buy another pair, I'll find, because that's my luck. That's the way it goes. It's just the way it is. So kind of thinking I'll find it. So now the other thing I lost was, like, I carry stones with me. I know. Don't tell me I'm crazy. I can't wear them because they break off my neck. Every bracelet I own that has real stones break off my wrist. And I've had them all restrung many times. But it's still this bizarre attay where they just break off my wrist. I don't know. You go figure it out. I don't even have the time or the patience. So all my friends are telling me, just give it up, let it go, and they'll come back to you. I'm like, okay, whatever, Becky. Is that really going to happen? I don't know. So I've been racking my brains trying to remember the last time I saw them and where they were, and I can't for the life of me even picture it. And then I say to myself, well, maybe I don't need it anymore. It has nothing to do with need. It was a like, and it made me happy. So I lost this bag of stones. And now I've recently, so what else have I lost? I've lost a lot of things. I went to the beach on Saturday and I lost another toe ring. Yeah, you'd think I'd be smart enough to take it off and go in the water. But the funny thing is that I kept trying to save it, and then the very last moment as I'm walking out of the surf, boom, it's gone. It had to go anyway. It was missing a lot of stones. But You can't buy a toe ring that has lots of stones. It has to be one well-set stone, and that's it. So my right toe ring now, this is like the fourth time I've lost that ring, a different ring each time, obviously. So it's like I can't say that I've lost about 15 different things lately. And it's not because I've misplaced them. It's just because they don't want to be with me anymore. They're gone. Okay, yes, that doesn't sound too crazy to anybody but me, right? No. In fact, it doesn't sound crazy to me at all. So that's the craziest part. Anyway, so all these things keep happening, and I just keep losing one thing after the next. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. So anyway, I planted, all right, so we're going to talk about my plants for a second. So today I walked around and I soiled a bunch of plants. Of course, I made mud everywhere I went because I'm a little sloppy that way. I never can water anything without making a mess. And as I stated, one of my gingers is finally flowering. It's a different one. So now I have two of my gingers have flowered. I'm still waiting for one. And we'll see what happens. That's supposed to be a really beautiful red flower. So this is the blue flower, and the one we already have had the white one. So I actually will post this on Facebook because, I don't know, it's just so beautiful to look at. And why not post beautiful things to look at and appreciate nature as it is and be one with it? So I've planted these three coconut tree seeds that I brought back from Florida. Now, it says it's going to take about 9 weeks. But I have to tell you that I have to keep peeping at it. I can't not peep at it. So I haven't been able to see if it's done anything. It's too soon to tell. But they've been potted now for, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks. How long have I been back? No, I don't even think that. No, a little bit less than 2 weeks. What was that, 9, 12, actually I'm wrong, so 12 and 12, 22, so 2 weeks exactly today, 2 weeks today, so 2 weeks down and 7 weeks to go, you know, so there you have that. Anyway, yeah, so a little good stuff there. Anyway, so back and forth in and out of the city, and they're expecting all this crazy weather. So hasn't it been already crazy? I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I don't mind rain in hot, hot weather. In fact, I kind of welcome it. I like it. And I've always been a fan of rain. Not enough so to move to Seattle. But I would definitely visit Seattle, but it would have to be in warm weather. That's the catch-22. I don't mind rainy weather, but it has to be warm. I don't want to be walking in cold rain, you know. As it keeps raining on you, it lowers your body temperature. I'm sure everybody knows this, you know. It's just the way it goes because taking the heat off you. It's like wind. It's like you can't build up the heat around you if the wind keeps blowing on you. So little by little, it takes down your body temperature. So most of my friends don't like wind. I don't know. I have to say that I've come to love wind. And there are many, many, many reasons for it, none of which I will get into right now. So there you have it. So I want to start going dancing again. It's like one of these things that I think it puts my head in the right place. It's kind of like the best therapy that I could ever think of that's free. All right, whatever you pay to get into the club. But I don't need to drink. It's just all about the dance. It's all about getting yourself moving and dancing, you know. Everybody I know is, like, really big on working out right now. I think this is funny to me because I'm not a big fan of working out. Just not my thing. And it's kind of like I'll work out if it, like, what I need to do, it'll be a workout. Because when I'm lifting and moving and carrying and schlepping and all that other stuff, basically it's the best workout you can get. But when you start talking about going to the gym, I don't know, I just, that motivation, there isn't any for me, really. It's not my thing. I don't like it. And people keep saying, oh, why don't you come to the gym? And I'm kind of like, yeah, no. You know, I will go and do yoga, but that didn't really happen this week. And I actually had plans to go and do it. And again, those plans, the best laid plans, you know, always change. Anyway, so it is so gray outside. I think that today is the day that they're expecting all those crazy thunderstorms, right? Isn't this the day? Today, why, today is the Christmas day. I don't know. So that's what they're expecting, you know, all this crazy weather. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't mind sleeping during that. I kind of like it. Kitty's afraid of it, but he's more than welcome to cuddle with me. But he'll hide, he'll cower somewhere in a corner or under the bed. And I'm like, no, it's okay, I'll hold you, it's all right, it's all good. And he's like, no, 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 I have to go hide now. But, you know, that's my boy, he's afraid of himself. So I think if he saw himself in the mirror, no, he's done that. You know, the cat mirror thing where they go back and forth, that's pretty cute. Anyway, so what's my good word for the day? Be one with nature. I have to say, if you're having an issue, if you're having a problem and you just can't figure it out, just go quietly and sit and be one with nature. Just be in awe of all the greatness of, you know, how things grow and how resilient nature is, you know, that no matter what happens, it always comes back. There's always that growth again, that rebirth. I love that. That's like an amazing thing. And it's just, I don't know. All right. So total change here. You know that I'm addicted to Naked and Afraid. So now they have a Naked and Afraid XL. So they're out in the wilderness, this group of 12 people, and now they're down to 10 that are going to be 40 days Naked and Afraid and in groups of three. So I'm watching Naked and Afraid, and finally, someone has been smart enough to bring a mosquito net as her one thing to bring. So I thought that was great. Now, I have to say, in the for the 40 days, I don't know if they were allowed to bring two things each. But I have to say, the mosquito net, brilliant. That's the thing I would have brought, you know. And the uses that they get out of this mosquito net, i.e. fishing and then, of course, being able to sleep without the bugs climbing all over and biting the hell out of you. Brilliant. Brilliant. That was the thing to bring. So I like the way that they did the whole show this time. So they had two guys and a girl. And I have to say, this was the girl that tapped out early. I'm sure you guys don't follow the show. And, you know, I'm not one to talk about television too often, but I think this is like the most real of all the reality shows. I just like it. But there was one guy that was really picking on this one girl, and they pushed her to tap out. And now I'm not saying that she, you know, behaved so well. She did not respond well. But one guy really bullied her and pushed her out, and it really bothered me that the other guy, rather than stepping in and, you know, intervening that way, this is Mr. Positive, he kind of allowed the other guy to push her out, and then when she retaliated by sabotaging the group, he, you know, pushed her out as well and told her, you got to go. Now, I have to say, as I stated already, she did not behave well, you know, so she turned a bad situation into a worse situation. It's interesting that nobody could abate that situation, and I was like, the more I think about it, the more I have to tell you that chauvinism is really a crappy thing, and the worse it gets, you know, I don't know, just my opinion. I liked the trio of the girl power. They were fabulous, although one of the women was feeling a little also off, like she was feeling a little left out, but I have to tell you, she's definitely one of my favorite characters. I don't want to say characters. She's one of my favorite people in this show. I just really like her. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, enough about that show. I will continue to watch it. It's 3 weeks in, and I think they're like up to day 9 or 12. I don't know, because they always do it really fast. So So they'll do 21 days in one episode, an hour episode. So doing 40 days, I don't know if they're going to do it in 5 or 6 episodes, but at the rate that they're going, it looks like it could be somewhere in that neighborhood, 5 or 6. Anyway, so, anything else? New news, old news, lots of news. Yeah, there's been a lot of things going on. I have to tell you that I don't want to sit here and recount the news and the current events, but I have to tell you, people just need to be a little more, they need a little more humanity. And where is the humanity? Where has it gone? It's just, I find that to be so, I don't know, these stories about the animals really, really hurt me. It, like, I can't explain it. I take it personally. I can't help it. I take it personally. I feel affronted. Anyway, I don't know. It's just atrocities to nature, you know. What's worse, atrocities to man or atrocities to nature? I think any atrocity is an atrocity. So, thusly, I don't know. It just hurts me there. Anyway, so go and be one with nature. That's all I can say. That's my main thought for the day. And appreciate, respect, admire, and be in awe of. That's all I can say. Really, truly. Anyway, so have a great week. Have a fabulous weekend. I don't know what they're expecting. More heat, I'm sure. So make sure you drink plenty of water. And, oh, happy birthday to my niece, Sophia. Sweet 16 today. Totally forgot. Happy birthday, So. And, yeah, isn't that cool? 29th. And tomorrow's my brother's anniversary, so I say happy anniversary to my brother and his wife as well. Different brother. That's not the same kid. What are you eating? As my cat eats whatever live creatures walk in my house, I have to say, he's very good about keeping the house bug-free and safe. Very, very, very cute. He earns his keep around here. That's a good thing. I guess that's the most important thing, right? Earn your keep, you know? Earn your keep. And he's got a couple of whiskers that he just got rid of. But I'm not going to save them. I used to save his baby teeth and his whiskers. In fact, I still have his baby teeth, my little baby. Anyway, so happy Sweet 16, Sophia. And I wish you health, happiness, and love always. You know that you're really loved. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying for the day. Be one with nature. Happy, healthy to everybody. And this is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show, signing off.